Welcome into Breaking the Norm with Les Norman. Glad you're with us today in this second week. Is it the second? Gosh, almost the third week in February of 2024 already. But it's great to have you with us. And my thanks to truckmovers.com. Call 816-861-5444 or visit truckmovers.com for a free quote. Nobody moves more trucks. Nobody moves them better than truckmovers.com. It's really cool when you have certain people that come on the show. I love my job. I love to do what I do. And one of the great times in life was when I was a sophomore in high school. When I was a sophomore in high school, it was the time I got my car. My high school team won a state championship in baseball, and things were good. But one of the things, too, was that the Chicago Bears, living in the suburbs of Chicago, won the Super Bowl, Super Bowl 20 in 1985. And so the quarterback was Jim McMahon, and Jim has an interesting thing that he's done with his life and how he's had some healing from different things he's been dealing with. And that brings me to our first guest today, which I'm so honored to have her with us. Her name is Carol Ann Tutera. She is the president, CEO, the owner of Sotopelli Therapy in Scottsdale, Arizona. This was started with her and her late husband, Dr. Gino Tutera. And this is the... it is the place to go in Arizona. I'm going to let her tell you all about it. You can go to sotopellitherapy.com. That is sotopellitherapy.com. The more I do research on this, the more I'm excited about it. So let's just go ahead and welcome her in. Carol Ann, thank you for joining us today on Breaking the Norm. It is great to have you here.
Thank you very much for having me.
And you've got some Kansas City ties, right?
I do. I grew up in Kansas City, and Dr. T, or Gino, was from Kansas City also. He was the go-to OBGYN there.
Yeah, absolutely. And he was, I know he was born in Rome, but he went to Rutgers High School, University of Missouri Columbia, did post-grad work at St. Luke's, lecturer, author, so many things and from the area. And so now you are out in Arizona. And I think we were talking about before we came on that you are, Sotopelli has been 8 years now. You guys have been best in the business in your area. And so, yeah, tell us a little bit more about that. Tell us a little bit more about Sotopelli.
Yeah, Dr. T and I moved to Rancho Mirage, California in the early 90s in 92, and it was there that he learned about pellet therapy. Someone came up to him and said, hey, how would you like to help me put in a pellet? And he said, sure, what's a pellet? And he felt like it was the final piece to working with women using natural bioidentical products for the body for menopause. Mm-hmm. As he was working with them and helping this gentleman grow the practice, unfortunately, the gentleman who taught him passed away a couple months later. And Gino picked up this practice and realized then, because he was such a good common sense thinker when it came to medicine, not everyone wears the same size shoe. So why am I giving everyone the same size dose? Mm. And back then, they overdosed women with too much estrogen and not enough testosterone. So he's the founder of individualized dosing and was working with people flying in from Scottsdale a couple times a year. We had one person who had a plane, and she'd tootle on over in her jet with different people. She said, come on over to Scottsdale. It'll save me a lot of money. And we looked at each other and went, hey, wow, how fun is that? We get a vacation. Well, that vacation of one day a month turned into Wednesday, Friday, Saturday. And I said, I can't do Saturdays anymore. Mm-hmm. Driving back and forth. And after a year or two, we made Scottsdale our permanent home for doing the therapy. And that's all we do. We stay in our lane, and we're great at it.
Yes, you are great at it, absolutely. The leader in hormone therapy located in Scottsdale, Arizona. So what does all of this pellet therapy do? How does it help people?
As we age and are starting in our 30s now, because our diets are so different than they were years ago, we're finding more and more people are going into menopause and andropause, late 30s, early 40s. Men don't want to get off the couch when they get home. They start getting a rounded belly. They have no desire to go to the gym. The sex life is not that great anymore. They've lost their desire. For women, it's pretty much the same stuff. I forgot where I put my keys.
Sure.
I'm sweating at night. I can't think. I can't cope. Because your hormones start to dwindle in your 30s, and they really make a difference in your 40s for some people, not everyone, but some people are really starting to notice how different they are as human beings.
Mm-hmm.
So the hormone therapy, the little pellet size of a grain of rice, is slipped under the skin in the hip, and it is the blood that goes by it, mm-hmm. regulated by the heartbeat, kind of like a kid licking a lollipop, takes off the hormone that the body needs. Now, if you're at rest, the heart's not going to pump as much, won't need as much. And then when the body is in action and motion and stress, of course, the heart is pumping more, and you'll take more hormone, and the body knows exactly what to do with it. So we're giving back the body what it used to produce on its own, and it's completely bioidentical. Estrogen and all testosterone.
And I think that as I was doing research and I was listening to some of your patients' testimonials, it was I kept hearing a major theme of women. It was, you know, just the hormones and the importance of hormones and aging and what they were thinking and feeling. And they were talking about, again, PMS and menopause. And, again, Jim McMahon, who on your website, again, it's sotopellettherapy.com. And Jim McMahon had shared that he wasn't motivated. He didn't want to get out, and it took, you know, about a couple months to get a few sessions in, but now he feels like he's more active and he wants to get out more. And you think about the beating that a guy like Jim McMahon, a former NFL quarterback, took, and what their bodies go through. And this was back in the day where technology was different. Helmets weren't like they are today. The rules to protect quarterbacks more were not in play. I mean, it was just a vicious time in football. And to hear him say that was, I mean, it was phenomenal. And so it's amazing to listen to a lot of your patients have those testimonials and how it's changed their lives.
It's brought marriages back together. It's brought people back to their jobs where they can actually think. We have a Hall of Fame gentleman who got on the pellets because he was ready to commit suicide.
Oh, my gosh.
And saved his life. So that's very prevalent within that time. He goes back to the same time about Jim when they had dog piles, basically. They'd pounce on each other, and their bodies and their brains took a beating.
Yeah.
And we're finding out that, excellent brain health is the way to go, and that's the testosterone and estrogen that really is great for the body.
Now, are there,
not just the body, but the brain.
Right. Are there other benefits to it? Is it just the brain, or are there other benefits to this? Is it? I think I saw, you know, the mind, the muscles, heart, hair, nails. Are all of those included that can improve?
Oh my gosh! You give yourself back your hormones that you had in your 30s, and physiologically, that's where you're going to be back.
Wow!
Not to say that we're reversing age, but physiologically, you're going to feel like your 30s again. I've been on the hormones for over 25 years. People have a hard time believing that I'm 68 years old. I am the poster child for pellets, and I wouldn't do it any other way. I feel great. I have energy. I love my job, obviously, and I keep going on the weekends and weeknights. So I wouldn't do it any other way.
Yeah, that's
fantastic. Really wouldn't.
I love that. Now, are there any side effects or risk factors involved in this?
Well, the pellets will expose, for men, prostate, because men don't do blood work a lot. We're all about the blood work before somebody has a pellet insertion. We've caught more prostate cancer in men, precursors that we've sent them on to their urologist to take care of before they have pellets.
Sure.
And for women, if you have a disposition for a type of a uterine cancer, it will show that. Breast cancer doesn't show up for at least 7 years. There's a Fox Chase study that said that actually testosterone is great for women who've even had breast cancer. I'd rather know about something when I'm younger.
Right, absolutely.
And not get hit when I'm in my 80s when I want to enjoy life.
I love that. And so if there are people out there right now, they're listening to this and they're thinking, you know what? I'm feeling those things that Carol Ann Tutera is talking about. I'm I have that in my mind. I'm not thinking right. My body hurts. I just don't have any motivation. Maybe their sex drive is down. Just their whole attitude, feel, everything that you're mentioning. Where can they go? What can they do to find out more information?
Well, on our website, we have a page for find a doctor, find a provider near you.
Mm-hmm.
We have been training since the late 90s. We train physicians all over the U.S., and we're training outside the U.S. as well. Because Cetaphil is known as the gold standard in the industry, we take things very carefully and slowly. We do not like to give unnecessary hormones.
Right.
That unfortunately is out there with others. And we still train the same way that Gina taught us. Mm. You know, I've got providers who are still with us when he was alive working with him, carrying on the torch like I am. And it's just a real honor to have the staff with me as long as some 20 years.
Mm. Absolutely love it. So, again, for all of you out there listening, the website is sotopelletherapy.com. It's sotopelletherapy.com. Make sure you check it out. You can see videos of testimonials. You can find out about the doctors. You can find out about a provider in your area. It is a great website, easy to navigate. You can find out the information, all the stuff that you need, and so it's easy. Again, sotopelletherapy.com, S-O-T-T-O-P-E-L-L-E, therapy.com. Carol Ann, I just want to say personally, thank you for all you do. To be able to help in the aging process for men and women, to make them feel better. You had mentioned earlier that, you know, you had someone that was even contemplating suicide, and now this has kind of helped the mindset, and that has changed. Thank you for doing all that you're doing, for carrying on your late husband, Dr. Gino Tutera, and his work. You're continuing on and helping change lives, and for me, that's hero stuff. So thank you for all that you do.
Oh, you're most welcome. It's a pleasure for me to hear these testimonials. They truly are heartfelt. There's just no other way I'd do anything else.
Awesome. I love it. So again, one more time, sotopelletherapy, that's S-O-T-T-O-P-E-L-L-E therapy.com. Make sure you go there. You can find out all the information. And again, one more time, Carol Ann Tutera, thank you so much for being on the show with us today.
Thank you.
You got it.
Nice speaking with you.
Absolutely. That is Carol Ann Tutera. Stay right there for our next segment featuring former stud QB. I mean, again, I was a high schooler growing up, and I can't wait to talk to Jim McMahon. He's going to be joining us shortly. So look forward to that. Stay right there for more Breaking the Norm with Les Norman. We'll be right back.